This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. A Madison couple faces homicide, stalking, and battery charges for conspiring to poison two women.
I am scared for myself. I'm scared for my two children because I'm constantly bracing for what Paul and Andrea might do next.
That was one of the victims speaking in Dane County Court about 43-year-old Paul Van Dyne Jr. and 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker. They're accused of breaking into the women's cars, then filling water bottles with cyanide, placing homemade Abrin in the car's ventilation, and filling a plastic tote with hydrogen sulfide. The second victim in Rock County was hospitalized after she and her middle-aged school sister became sick inside her vehicle. Bail is set at $10 million for Van Dyne and $4 million for Whitaker. The University of Wisconsin is filing a lawsuit against the University of Miami football team, claiming the team broke the law by tampering with a Badgers player, a first-of-its-kind legal attempt to enforce the terms of a financial contract between a football player and his school. First reported by ESPN's Dan Murphy, the lawsuit claims that an alumni and a member of Miami's football team met with freshman Xavier Lucas and offered him money to transfer to Miami shortly after he signed a two-year contract with Wisconsin's football program. The lawsuit filed on Friday claims interference on Miami's part, that they interfered and knowingly compelled a player to break their contract with the Badgers. The lawsuit comes as the NCAA allows colleges to pay players this year for NIL. This year's Miss Wisconsin didn't just take home the crown, she made history. Willow Newell, representing Racine, became the first black woman to win the Miss Wisconsin title Saturday night in New Berlin. This is what Newell said about the experience.
We were able to just bond and get to know each other a lot better. This is a scholarship organization, so it's really celebrating the women who are in school, who have big dreams and big goals. And the week ended perfectly, not just because I have the title now, but because I was able to share such an amazing moment with everyone celebrating all of us on stage.
Newell will represent Wisconsin at the Miss America 2026 competition this September in Orlando, Florida. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to why is this chair so high? What is this? You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Can you tell it's Monday? Okay, I'm going to finish. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Look, I'm so bad I interrupt myself. But then other people call and complain about being interrupted. I don't get it. So what's been happening over the weekend? So I heard Sherwin this morning, and he was on his diatribe about the quote-unquote war and all this other stuff. So first of all, let me ask. I want to make a few points, and I hope that people understand what a war is and a declaration of war. But what people need to really understand is I am not a supporter of Donald Trump. I am a supporter of the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, county ordinances, municipal ordinances, and just all around good laws that keep people safe. That being said, people need to separate what they feel about Donald Trump as a man, as the clearly fallible human man that you hate so much, and what the Constitution says, the United States, the three branches, and the president can do. Does anybody really understand why we bombed Iran? Anybody? Because then when you explain it to people, they look at you like you're crazy, like you have two heads. That's number one. Number two, people seem to think that when somebody that's a Democrat says something is unconstitutional, they automatically believe it, which is okay. But then when you regurgitate and repeat what somebody else said and it's wrong, you look stupid. And it's a lot of people that look stupid. You can disagree with something. You can complain. You can protest. You can scream and holler, but don't lie. AOC is talking her nonsense about let's impeach him. For what? For using presidential power, power that you don't like. Makes absolutely no sense at all. What were they doing in Iran that caused the U.S. to bomb their nuclear facilities and their facilities where they are manufacturing nuclear weapons? Can anybody answer that? That's number two. If you can't answer it, then you don't know what you're talking about. If you spout nonsense, like I heard, all day about something that you know nothing about, you sound like an idiot. You have to ask yourself the question, what do I not know about this? You can be considered an expert in anything, but if you don't understand or know what you haven't read and what you don't know, you're going to end up sounding and looking like an idiot. Bernie Sanders screaming and hollering. Hakeem Jeffries, and watch this. I give him total credit for saying he didn't like it, but he never said it was unconstitutional. Not one time. Why is that? Leadership never said it was unconstitutional. Democratic leadership did not come out and say, it's unconstitutional. You had the AOCs of the world. You had the Bernie Sanders of the world. You had other people, but you never heard it. Why is that? Because they were already briefed. Number one. Well, no, that'd be number three. And number four, it's within the president's right to do airstrikes. How many presidents have we had? Biden probably didn't do them because he couldn't remember. And if he did, that he wouldn't know where they sent the planes. Trump did it. Obama did it. Bush did it. Clinton did it. Old man Bush did it. Reagan did it. Nixon did it. Kennedy. Lord knows we know Kennedy did it. Without a declaration of war. Why? Because there's no war. So what did Iran do that was so bad? Iran said they're putting together nuclear materials. NATO, the U.S., everybody in the region said, hey, that's cool. What are you building? Nuclear power plants for electricity? And you can do about 60% enriched uranium. That'll get you enough to roll a power plant and power homes. You want to modernize. You know Iran doesn't want to modernize. So then what happens? The Ayatollah wants them to stay in the Dark Ages to have control. But once you go past 60, the only place to go is 90%, so you can make what? A nuclear weapon. 90% enriched uranium from what? Well, what is it? Uranium-235 to 238 or 234 to 238? Once you hit a uranium-238, you can rock the world with a bomb. And I know if I don't have my science right, somebody will call and correct me anyway. 833-212-1017. If you really think the world is going to be bad, let Iran build a nuclear weapon. They'll bomb Israel first, then they'll bomb America, and so on. We still haven't gotten people out of Iraq when we left, that Biden left behind. But we're not talking about Biden. We're talking about President Clinton. I'm sorry. Did I say Clinton? See, there's my mind is President Trump. And so one of the things we have to remember is this. Something's going on in the world, and we need to be not necessarily a part of it, but we need to understand it. And if you keep listening to your political leadership, will continue to lie to you the same way they've always done. And you'll continue to lose. And then when all things go to hell in a handbasket, the only people that will win will not be us. And I know that's bad English, but that's the only way I could get it out. While you're sitting here complaining about Donald Trump and paying attention to it, we've got shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting of people 16 and under, and we got nothing. Schools are falling apart. Test scores are terrible. Domestic violence is on the rise. And we forget we live in America, so we get to complain about stuff. If you really love Iran that much, you should move there. If you really want to protect Iran that much, go there. Get out. You live in the most powerful country in the world, whether people want to admit it or not. I've got friends that complain about how behind. Oh, the America is so behind. We don't have. Then why do people get mad when we don't give out visas for them to come to school here? Why is it a problem? Because the best place to get an education in the world is the United States of America. And I use that by the Nobel Peace Prizes that students who go through academia and become experts get, because we've got the highest number. And if we don't, I don't care. We've got a good number. The point I'm trying to make is that everybody in the world wants to come here. The issue is not everybody in the world can come here, because some of them want to do us harm. Domestic terrorism and domestic violence are on the rise. Heard about the church in suburban Detroit in Wayne County. Church security, armed church security, ends up stopping the threat and killing him in the parking lot. One security guard gets shot. And had this person made it into the church, you would have had dozens. Dozens of people dead. And that was from an American, from a kid whose mother went to the church. So if you can imagine sleeper cells that are already in America, that were already here before we bombed. If you keep believing it without going out and getting your own information from sources that you do not like and do not read, that will give you a well-rounded 360 understanding of what exactly is happening in the world. But if you stay in your cocoon and just pray to God and hope everything will change, and then you're not the change agent, it's on you. And if you don't step up and tell your elected officials what you want, they will take on their own mind, just like they do in the state legislature in Wisconsin on both the Democrat and Republican side. You got a governor that don't follow. You got a mayor that doesn't follow. You got a county executive that don't follow. They talk a lot. They just don't do a lot. And who loses? Affirmative action. Who loses? DEI. Who loses? Shootings in Milwaukee. Who loses? Driving in traffic. Who loses? But there's one way to get your mind off that. I'll just point to Donald Trump and everybody loses their mind. Start talking about Donald Trump. Yeah, but this guy in office. I had somebody today. Hey, you know, this guy. I don't want to talk about it. I don't care. I don't talk about politics with anybody interpersonally. Not on the radio, one-on-one. I'm not going to do it. Because until you're complaining about the city of Milwaukee and the trash that's going on here, the same way you complain about Donald Trump, I don't want to hear it. Because if we don't change, this is only the 23rd of June. We're not going to get to the 23rd of September. And with all due respect, that's on you.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, time to upgrade your windows is now. You can upgrade your doors too, but you don't want to spend a lot of money? Well, Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. And now, like right now, like today, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait because you don't have the money, guess what? You can get it done now and wait to start making payments up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions apply in 6:30 of 2025. You got 7 days to set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. So what is going on? Okay, let's do this. And then let's do this. It's just one of them days today. Like every Monday is like a trash Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's just a trash Monday. It is. It's a trash Monday. And I don't really understand what's going on. I don't understand like why people do what they do. But, you know, Monday is it's kind of tough. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. What's going on with all this? You're like, what are your thoughts about what's happening in the Middle East? It's not a Trump bash fest. Just like when people are, Obama, it's not an Obama trash fest. It's a what do you think about what's going on in the Middle East? Do you support America supporting Israel? Or do you, like what? 833-212-1017 is the number. And it brings up something else that's interesting. And I know I'm going to ask it. I said I probably wouldn't get on it a big deal, but you know, later I want to talk about something that's been crossing my mind probably in the last 4 to 5 years since COVID hit. But all of this is tied together. What's happening in the Middle East? What's happening in America? What's happening in families? What's happening with students and schools? And it's just all getting tied together. And I don't understand. I don't understand exactly what it is. Give me a call. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is this Davari?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Trump did with something need to be did a long time ago.
Okay.
Iran always been on the United States hit list. They've been a rogue nation. Saudi Arabia don't care for them. Qatar don't care for them. So they've been on the hit list for a while.
Okay. And do you understand why they're on that hit list?
For one, they wouldn't let the UN or United States in to do the inspections on the enriched uranium.
Okay.
Then on top of that, on the Federal Reserve side, their central bank needs to come down so they can push this cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the real reason behind the same thing why they got Gaddafi out of here. So for them to push this cryptocurrency, one world currency, all the central banks got to fall. But I know in 2003, when I was in Iraq, we built up along the Iraq-Iran border for like 3 weeks. We were ready to push in. We had an army cavalry, an army division with us. We were ready to push in, but we never did get the call. So even back in 2003, during Operation Anaconda, Iraqi Freedom, Iran was on the board.
Right.
So the United States always had them in the crosshairs.
And so you think this is finally they stepped up to the plate and had a reason with the building the nuclear weapons to finally do what they did?
I think it's been a long time coming because it's certain countries that, like North Korea, we know North Korea got them, but North Korea not going to use them. Iran will use them.
Yes, that is true.
They know that against Israel, Iran will let it go.
And they
under a lot of Iran is under Sharia law.
Right.
That extreme white Islamic belief, so they hate the way that we live over here. They hate it. Women got rights and all this stuff. They can't stand for that.
And so do you think it's the culture or is it the religion or is it like a combination of both?
Excuse me, sir, what you say?
Do you think it's the culture or religion in Iran why, you know, women don't have a right to read or speak or go to school or anything of that nature? Or do you think it's just a combination of both, that they just live?
It's really religion. It's really religion because they stick by the Sharia law.
Okay.
Even in Iraq, outside of Baghdad, some of the smaller towns we went into, the women couldn't come into the room if a bunch of men were talking, only to serve food and had to get right back out. They had no rights. They couldn't say nothing. They did most of the work in the field. Most of the men sit around smoking hookah and overseeing them.
And so what do you think about that?
That's their belief. I don't think it's right, but that's how they came up. That's what they believe in. But once Saddam fell, they kind of loosened up, but still in the smaller villages in the rural area, they still ruled by Sharia law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even in Afghanistan. So it's hard to break religion when you come to a country like that because they're fiercely loyal about it. And whenever you got in the mindset, hey, if I die a martyr, I'm going to sit on the left side of Allah, it's hard to break that mentality.
Very true.
It's hard to break that mentality.
Very true.
So,
all right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you much. Had a lot to say. 833-212-1017 is the number. The question is, should we have bombed Iran based on all the things, the history? And you got to understand the entire history of what's been happening in the Middle East and just why we are where we are. And so it's really unfortunate. And I know people died. They took out an entire, they dropped six bombs. They took out a lot of people and killed a lot of probably civilian people. Should it have been done? 833-212-1017 is the number. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Well, good evening. I'm against it. I feel like Israel already got their own secrets. Israel should be over there fighting that. You know, I know a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, drop bombs on them. But them people was not on Southwest, Delta Airlines, or Spirit to be on the front line and fighting. It's going to affect both sides of the family. You're going to have soldiers coming back here in boxes as maggot food, people getting PTSD, and all the people that are saying fight, 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 especially these politicians, they're going to be sitting back with their families watching their generation go. So if they really want to be about it, go back in history where the king was on the front line with his whole family, but we ain't gonna see none of that. So no, that is a Israel issue. The last time I checked, I don't see Israel running over here in no United States Israel, no issues. So let Israel handle that, and then maybe they can handle why that reason why all them Jewish pedophiles always flee over there when they don't want to go to jail in the United States. Okay, because they got a whole lot of secrets over there. And why are we putting our American soldier in their sugar honey iced tea?
All we did is drop bombs. We didn't put ground troops in. Nobody declared war. There's no ground troops.
And
there's
like,
nobody getting called up.
And we should not be dropping bombs on innocent people. Because we wouldn't like it if it was done to us.
It was
and
done to
even
us.
Worse,
it's called 9/11.
Okay. And again, we should not be doing it. And if they feel it's good,
so are
call,
you saying
hell
this-
them, call them people.
But you know how many people
write it down.
You know how many people Obama bombed?
Yes.
Okay.
But Israel call them people. Let Israel call them people from their book, and they can rise from the dead and fight them. That is not our issue, and we already know how them Israel thinks and acts.
So what about
okay?
when?
So,
so
let's
what about
not
when,
sugarcoat it.
So what about when Obama went in and bombed those places and killed Osama bin Laden?
Well, you know, that's not good as well, because I thought some of the people was cool with Obama bin Laden, to be honest. But that's an Israel issue. Let them people get on the front line with their guns, and the same people in the United States.
But they're already there.
Stop guns
well, they're already there. They already
okay,
got guns. They already
but,
have, they already
that's
have
good,
a law.
But we need the
hang
people.
On,
but
on,
we,
hang
but
on,
we,
hang
go
on.
Ahead.
They already have a law that says when you reach a certain age, you have to give X amount of years in the Israeli Defense Force, male or female.
And that's wonderful.
So,
that's
I mean,
wonderful.
What you're
people,
saying, they're
and the
already
people
there.
In the United States, okay, but the people in the United States who feel right. It's good, they need to get on down to Delta and Spirit Airways, and they grab their Bible and get over there and be on the front line with them since they feel it's okay. How about that?
Why are you throwing a Bible in?
Well, you know, people. I've been hearing people all day. Well, you know, the Bible said, well, you call them people from the Bible to go over there and fight.
Okay.
All right, wonderful. I'll see if they show up. They've been waiting for 600 years and still ain't showed yet. How about that?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
833-212-1017 is the number. Ed, you're on the award-winning 101.7 is Ruth. What you got?
Yeah, I don't believe the United States should have went.
But we didn't go anywhere. We just bombed them. Like well, we don't have
I mean,
troops.
I mean,
there.
I understand. Let me. We sent planes over. I served 13 years in the military. I did 2 tours in Iraq, and I did Desert Storm. Now, we went on the humbug saying Iraq had the weapons of mass destruction. We ain't find nothing.
Correct.
We fought this war for 20 years.
Correct.
We fought for 20 years. What we accomplished?
Okay.
Nothing. So back in the 70s, I get where Iran and Israel had their beef. During the Olympics.
That ain't from the 70s. That's from the
Olympics. I can't remember.
200s. No, this is a
year.
Fight that's been going on for at least 1,000 years.
Right. But they have bad blood. I don't think we should be involved with Israel.
So we don't. So we should not be supporting our allies.
Allies. Not really. The only reason why they became our allies is after World War One, and Israel got the state from the British, and they had that big UN meeting, and they didn't give it what the Palestinians want. They gave it to the Jews, but the Jews had more money. I can't think of the treaty they were trying to come up with, but they got it. That's how they got it. I mean, and we should not, but Israel got a nuclear bomb too. United States used it, two atomic bombs. We got bombed, Russia, China. We ain't going to Pakistan, India. We ain't going after them, but they was building bombs.
But you and I, well, we wouldn't go after
we
Pakistan,
don't have no,
but you also
we
know.
Don't have no
but,
true,
but you know
we don't
that.
Have no real proof that they have it.
Yeah, we do.
I set myself over there for 2.5 years
okay.
in the Middle East.
You were in
Iraq. For something that we didn't have.
Okay. No, no, right. that is exactly
I
true.
I did Desert Storm. I did Kuwait. Kuwait, Bahrain. I was there when all the oil wells went off.
Right.
And they stood up there and said that was there.
Yeah.
So how is it that we believe in that it's there now? These guys said they've been building this thing for, what, the last 10, 20 years?
Well, I don't know if we can equate Iraq and Iran 30 years ago and
Iran,
today.
Iran, I keep
right. We're
so
not in
20
Iraq.
Years, so. Iran, but we've been, but still.
But,
it's right there
but let me ask you a question. Using your military experience, do you believe if Iran had a nuclear weapon, they would use it?
I can't say.
Come
that's
on.
True enough. Yeah,
you
might,
and I
and
both know.
No, no, I can't.
You
I can't predict
know.
The future, yes.
I'm not asking for 100%.
Yeah,
you
but
got
somebody,
you
got
to remember.
You got somebody who keep poking a bear. Come on now. You've been asking me. You asked me.
What do you mean poking a bear?
Yes, they will do a test. Yes, but you give me a reason to. You sit up there, you think Israel's innocent? But
they were
half
told.
The stuff they do?
Iran was told. They need to stop if they want to gin up. If they want to gin up to 60%, and they told all the countries, if you want to gin up to 60% and take care of your,
but we ain't bombed nobody else.
If you gin up to 60,
we don't bomb nobody else.
We ain't talking about anybody because nobody else.
We ain't
ginned
go after
up.
Russia. We didn't go after China.
That's why we had a Cold War, and that's why
Pakistan,
we. That has nothing to do
India,
with it. That has nothing. That has nothing to do with it. Nothing.
No, what I'm saying is what has to do is you saying that because you have 60%.
Russia
we
and
don't
China and America built up at
no
the same
proof
time.
That they have 60%. Yeah, we don't have no proof
they
that they have
60%. They said they have 60%. They, like, you and I both
who
know.
Said?
You know, you in the military, you know what intelligence can tell you and what it can't. Come on.
Yeah, intelligence can tell you lies, too. We
I'm well aware
like
of that. I'm
I
well aware of that.
In the Middle East for 2.5 years. What was the weapons of mass destruction then?
They weren't fair.
That's what I'm saying. They can tell you anything.
But there's a difference because
believe it or not.
That's what I'm
saying.
I'm
not going to go back and send my kids back over there. If
then
the
don't
stuff,
send them.
If the stuff break out.
Then don't send them.
Well, no, hold on. If the war was to break out here, they do. Iran says that they will do something here. Are we going to be going, okay, now you just threw a rock through somebody's window and you expect them not to do something?
Are they actually...
Let me finish. The only reason why we care about the Middle East
hey,
is
hey, calm down and let me finish.
That's it.
Relax.
No, I'm just saying.
I get it.
I'm just saying because I spent 2.5 years over there and
okay.
I lost buddies over there and we fought for nothing. And then you people sit up there and talk about what they woulda, coulda, shoulda. They didn't have nothing. I don't believe they have anything.
So you don't think Iran has anything?
It,
but Iran said they have it. Like, literally. Iran said
they have an air force.
That's because we bombed it. Iran said they have it.
They don't even have that.
Iran said they have it. Like, what do you do? Hey, dude.
They might have
nuclear. Wait.
I don't think they're capable of doing it.
Ed, watch this. Fake comment. I'm going to come after you. I got a gun. Should you call the police or should you wait until I show up with a gun? Should you get something done about it or should you go, nah, hey, man, I got it. I'm going to my car. And I start opening the trunk of my car. Like, what exactly would you expect to happen? You should just stand there and wait? Or do you call the police or get somebody there?
Yeah,
to help
I don't expect you to sit there and wait.
Okay.
Let me finish.
We ain't talking about when you was over there. We're talking about today. When I tell you I have 60% and we've confirmed that you have weapons grade uranium and you're ginning it up to 90% so you can create a bomb. Like, what exactly do you do? And then somebody tells you, hey, dude, you got 60 days. Slow down. Stop. Let's come to the table. Let's talk. And you basically say, nope, I'm not coming. I'm going to keep making it. And then they get proof you made it. What exactly would you do? Wait for them to bomb Israel?
I wouldn't wait. If that was that bad, if that was that case, I wouldn't have waited that long. I done took you off the map a long time ago.
They didn't
when
wait.
When Iran was fighting Iraq, we supported
but
Iran.
But we're not talking about then. We're talking about now.
We should have took them out.
But we're talking about now. We're not talking about now.
But we got the history of – we're talking about the history of why we're going after these folks.
The history – okay, we're not
– fine. They have okay. it. Let's go after them. Let's take them out.
All right.
But who's going to go in there and do it?
Well, evidently we
did. Israel's not going to go over there. They're bombing somebody is not going to do it. We don't know if they really tore up that facility. They 200-some feet on the ground. We don't know if we did anything.
All right. So, thank you much, Ed.
If they do a terrorist attack here, Lord forbid they do it. I hope they don't do it. Who's going to be responsible for that call?
We're responsible for what?
If it was to happen here. If something was to happen here.
What do you mean, who's going to be responsible for it?
For the retaliation.
We are. We're going to retaliate. The question is, will it escalate to a war?
I guess I'm the wrong person. I like I said, I spent 2.5 years over there.
Okay.
And I'm the wrong person to get. I get emotional about it because I lost friends. And, you know,
absolutely.
My time over there.
Absolutely.
And I ain't seen nothing for it for worthwhile going over there in the first place. So, yeah. All right.
Appreciate all right. it. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. We've been talking about whether or not America should have bombed Iran. Winky Blue, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hey, good afternoon to you, man.
What up?
I'm jealous, man, that you give somebody else all that time. And when I call in, you give me 3 seconds.
That's because you call late. You call right before I have to take a break. But now you didn't. So you're wasting your time complaining when you could be talking.
No. Hey, I'm glad. It's all right with me. I'm glad Donald Trump went over there and did this. See, the deal is this here. They're doing what Saddam Hussein been doing, bragging about the weapon. You know, they wrote a check, man, that their booty couldn't cash, all right? And everybody's been scared to challenge that. So Israel was the front man to soften them up to see where they really was. And when they realized there wasn't nothing there, then Trump sent the guns over there. Them boys sent them airplanes off of them doggone ships and was over there, hit them and was back in their bunk before daylight. So I want you to understand something. Now we understand that Iran is really a paper tiger, all right? Now, to take advantage of that, this is Ishmael and Israel fighting. Like, they've been fighting since Abraham did his number with the bond woman. And they've been fighting and struggling against each other ever since. That's why when the one brother called in and said, this has been happening for a couple hundred years. No, this has been, you addressed it and you corrected it. It's been going on for hundreds of years. It's been going on since Abraham wasn't patient enough to wait until God blessed his wife's womb, and he went on and did it. So we're struggling. That's Ishmael and Isaac. They fight right now. And I'm the brother that just called in, if he was in the military, hey, thank God for him. He did what he did. But he's showing me a sign of treason. That's like me going to a party.
I wouldn't say that. He has a right to have his point of view, just like you have a right to burn the flag. You may not like it, but it's his right under the Constitution. So you got
to get okay, well, I'm going to give you a parable then. That's like me and my buddy going to a party. And my buddy get to drinking and acting a fool over here. And now he get in a fight and they start stomping him out. And I sit back and said, come on, man. Get up. And man, he shouldn't have been over there. He shouldn't have been doing that. No, man, I'm finna get stomped out with you, man. Or I'm finna drag Buddy to the car and we finna hit it and beat it. I'm not finna turn on my friend. I'm not finna turn on my country. I'm not finna do that, man. Regardless of what we face here as black people in America, we are Americans. And guess what? I'm gonna tell all the brothers and sisters this. If you eating at these restaurants, these people are going to be angry. Remember this, it's death to America. They don't care. You can say, my folks was in slavery, man. I'm with y'all. I'm Islam. Them people look at you as an American. And if they get ready to feed you some poison through some of these restaurants that they run or whatever they're doing through, they holding the food chain right now for us because we've allowed them to have that. And guess what? We're going to be number one, and they don't care about your slavery and the dogs biting us in the booty back in the 60s and the 50s. They don't care. We are Americans, and if you people don't understand that, when the rock falls, you're going to be a part of it. I don't care what you say. Oh, they am up with you, Islam alaikum, Allah, Salam, whatever. You American, Negro, or white boy, and we're going to have you. All right. I got to go, Dr. Ken.
Later.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host. What was I thinking I was about to say? You can tell I was trying to say two words at one time. Glenn is in there laughing at me like, what's wrong with you? What's in your cup? G, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ken. I'd just like to ask you a question. I'm just a little confused about some of the events that occurred. Just quickly, I don't agree with Winky. I think he'd be tripping sometime when he says some of the things he says, but that's his right. But it didn't Tulsi Gabbard, if I have that, because I get her mixed up. Is she the National Security Advisor?
Yes, I believe
so.
And
if she is, didn't she say that Iran was not trying to make a nuclear bomb?
I believe
I thought
did.
I heard that.
I believe right. That was and conflicting. Trump, yeah.
Right. And Trump just disregarded what she said. And did America go off of Israelis intelligence instead of the United States intelligence?
I don't know. They went off somebody.
Yeah, that's the problem that I'm having. Yeah.
Why
yeah,
is that?
That's the problem that I'm having.
Why is that?
Because I think Israel has succeeded in dragging the United States into a conflict that is probably, you know, going to be detrimental to the United States. Like someone mentioned, I think either you was talking about with Iraq, it was like a 20-year war.
That was the other call.
And nothing came of it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But nothing came of it because we got pulled out and we got pulled out right. Really, really poorly. And just left them hanging.
Yeah, that did happen. And the thing is, with all this is going on with the Middle East, and they've been warring for thousands of years or whatever,
right?
Hundreds of years or however you want to say it. I mean, for America to get involved and to think that we're going to be the problem solver in this conflict, I just think it's just ill-advised. It's just my opinion.
So you just let things pop up all over the world and let democracies get taken over, and next thing you know, you look up and you're the only one left, and everybody turns against you?
Well, you can say the same thing when Russia invaded Ukraine.
But we're not talking about Russia and Ukraine. We're talking about here.
Well, what you just said, let other conflicts around the world occur when Trump is he sort of turned his back on Ukraine and everyone that you know knows anything
because
about
the
politics.
People that are on the other side of Ukraine also have nuclear weapons equal to us, who said if you go in, we're going to use nuclear weapons. Iran said we're right. building nuclear weapons and we're going to bomb you whether you come in or not. We're going to kill all y'all because Americans are infidels and we just need to kill them all.
They deny that they're trying to build a nuclear weapon.
Of course you would deny it. Of course you would deny it. Like, really?
Right.
Come on.
But where's the proof, though? And how do we know that we destroy
what
they were building?
Let's wait and see. We got to wait for intelligence to... It's not an instant thing. Like, everybody wants instant answers, and it's not going to happen.
But which intelligence are we going to rely on?
We don't know what intelligence they use. Let them tell us after everything is over. Give us a report to find out.
But if he's not going to listen to his own intelligence.
No. He didn't listen to his advisor. That was one advisor out of like 20 or 30. So there's a...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's a difference. In one person
saying
no.
I thought she was a.
It doesn't matter. She's just one person. She's just one person. It's not.
But she, I'm sure she has a team working with her.
It doesn't matter.
Even though I don't support that. I don't support his administration or him. I'm just saying, if he's not going to listen to his own people,
why do you listen to your own people when they give you advice? No. Sometimes you decide that it's. Let me finish. Don't change the subject and fit the. Information just to support your argument. Sometimes you decide to do things on your own because what? You decided to do it and it was your decision. That's what I'm saying. So just because one person said no because they didn't like, that's like saying one person in the U.S. Senate doesn't like something out of 100 people, so 99 people support it, but now you're mad because you didn't listen to the one that said they shouldn't. Like, It's
a lot more complex than that.
Of course it is.
To family members, yeah. So I'm just saying. Now didn't Iran just shoot some missiles at some U.S. bases over there
at Qatar, and they all got shot down.
Yeah. So, but it's going to continue though, Dr. Ken. That's my worry.
I'm glad you know the future because a lot of other people don't. But let's just wait and see.
Just like some of those missiles got.
Wait for more information and see.
Even Israel couldn't shoot down all those, and eventually one is going to get through. That's my point.
They've all gotten through. They got through this morning. I mean, like, what is your argument?
You said they shot them down.
What is your point?
Qatar,
at the U.S. base, they shot them down, all of them. So what is your point? Qatar is not in Israel.
My point is, if one of those missiles gets through, and then a lot of our servicemen gets killed, then it's going to escalate everything. That's my point.
Correct.
They're not going to be able to stop every missile.
Correct.
That shot, just like some of those missiles got through to Israel.
And we will retaliate.
I mean, it's good they have that.
And we will retaliate.
Yeah, but then that's why Israel drug the U.S. into it. And I'm going to let somebody else get in. And good show.
Thank
Take
you.
It easy. Talk
All
with
right.
you later.
Later.
Thank you. Thank you.